Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm always super excited to bring you amazing tools and tips to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you a new episode every week. One last thing before we get started, our full self-paced course is now available for purchase. You get all the lessons that I teach in the group coaching program at your convenience. You can watch whenever you'd like. This is a full self-paced course, but the first 50 people to purchase will get 3 months of virtual group calls for Q&A and meditation with me. Get your course now. The link is in the show notes. Happy learning. Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and today we're talking about why I think it's important for everyone with anxiety and everyone, period, even if you don't have anxiety, to learn some sort of relaxation technique. It is very important living in the world that we live in today, 2024. We are always consuming information. We're on our phones. And even when we think we're resting, when we get home and we feel like, oh, I just want to relax, most of us are on our phone, either on Instagram, TikTok, or any other social media platform, or we're reading our emails or listening to messages, replying to text messages. It's really hard for us to really, truly just rest. So, that is a reason why I think it's really important for everyone to learn at least one relaxation technique. For those of you that are my patients or have been in one of my group programs, you all know that my favorite technique is meditation. Every single one of my patients has learned how to meditate. Very, very important. And I'll share a little story with you on how I started meditating. So my first experience with meditation, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, was really, really weird. The first teacher that I went to was a little over the top. And I remember thinking, what the hell is this shit? I couldn't relax. I was just thinking of how crazy the lady was moving and the things that she was saying. It was just really, really, really weird for me. And so I didn't go back. Months later, I found another very basic guided imagery type of meditation, and I loved it. And ever since then, I've been meditating every single day. So I think for me, it's helped me a great deal with not only more my emotions and my anxiety, but also with my pain. I have severe rheumatoid arthritis, or had severe rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus, which is an autoimmune disease. Both of them are autoimmune diseases that cause a lot of inflammation and pain. I was on different types of medications. And when I started meditating, it helped me tremendously with my pain. And doing other lifestyle changes have also helped me to eliminate the inflammation. And now I am completely off every single medication. I am in remission and I'm super, super happy. And I thank meditation for this. It has helped me tremendously. It helps me wake up peaceful with gratitude and wanting to conquer the day. It's such an incredible thing to do every single day. So I've been meditating for about 24, maybe 25 years already every single day. And the way that I was able to implement it into my daily habits was connecting it to something that I already do every single day. And for me, that was, of course, brushing your teeth. I think most of us brush our teeth every single day. And so I wanted to connect it to something that I already did every single day so I wouldn't forget. So I would meditate right before brushing my teeth. It was such an incredible way to make it a habit fast into my life where I was doing it every single day. Now I don't even have to think about it. I literally just close my eyes and I can get into a meditative state no matter where I am. I could be at a rock concert and I can get into that meditative state. So for me, one of the things that has helped me a lot is breath work. Breath work is super easy. Of course, meditation is something that I think everyone should learn, but breath work is so easy because you could do that anywhere. And even with just 3 deep breaths, if you don't have time to do any type of breath work, it's really, really, really powerful. It helps us regulate our nervous system just like meditation. So when we're really anxious, our brain and our body are always on high alert. The amygdala is going, it's creating all these symptoms in order for us to get out of harm's way. When we're in our fight or flight, when we have anxiety, our bodies think that we're in danger. And so it's on high alert and it's hard for us to relax even when we're at home. When we're not feeling anxiety and we're trying to rest, we wake up very tired sometimes. And that is the reason the brain and the body cannot relax. So with meditation, it's a way to teach our brain and our body how to relax again. Really, really important for you to find at least one technique that will help you. But with meditation, the way you can learn is through guided imagery. Guided imagery, guided meditation. That is the easiest way to learn how to meditate. I always say, find what works for you. Find a person that knows how to meditate, how to teach you. There's so many different videos out there. Find something that you can really relax to and do that same meditation often until you get used to it. And then you can do so many other different things with meditation. Meditation is such an incredible thing to incorporate into your life. Again, not only people with anxiety, but I think everyone should, or everyone can benefit from anxiety or from meditation, of course. Everyone can benefit from doing some sort of meditation. So if you could incorporate it into your life every single day, I know I've been saying that and I've been repeating myself, but I think it's really, really important. So breath work, meditation, tapping is another very simple and easy tool that you can use. Finding something that works for you. Walking, if that helps you to relax, go out and walk, get out in the sun, get some vitamin D. Very, very important for us to keep moving and doing some sort of physical activity. Working out, cardio, aerobics, anything that you think you enjoy doing, as long as you're walking, stretching, as long as you're moving, stretching, doing something for your physical health, that is something that also helps with getting rid of all that tension, all that stress that we always have every single day when we have severe anxiety. So working out, breath work, tapping, and meditation. These are some things that I teach my clients, but there's so many other different healthy techniques, healthy coping mechanisms that can help you with eliminating the tension and the stress that come with anxiety. So meditation, I want to go back to that. Some people, when we have anxiety, we tend to overanalyze. We tend to overanalyze, am I doing it right? Why don't I feel relaxed? I'm here to tell you that sometimes we don't find that comfort the first time. It takes time. Remember, sometimes with anxiety, we've been anxious for maybe a year or 2 or 10 years or all our lives. It takes time. Your brain is really, really, really tensed and it needs time to undo all that tension and all that stress in order for us to teach it to relax again. So with meditation, again, it's not going to be something that's going to change your life if you do it once or twice or three times. You have to be consistent. You have to learn how to do it and find what works for you. Again, it is something that takes time. And one thing that I want to share with you is that some people, or most people, we think that meditation should be us clearing our mind completely. And that's kind of impossible. We're alive, we're thinking, whether it's, oh, this meditation feels so good, or, oh, I have to get out of here and I have to start my day and I have all these things to do. You're going to be thinking something. But the more you do it, the more you're able to calm your thoughts and be more present and in the moment, and being more mindful is what we want to learn. Being mindful of your surroundings, being mindful and being present with what you're doing. When we have anxiety, sometimes we feel like robots and we feel like we're just getting things done because we have to get them done. So learning to meditate brings so much peace and so much mindfulness to your life that you're going to see a tremendous difference in your life, not only mentally, emotionally, but physically too. I can't stress enough how wonderful learning how to meditate is. Your life will be so much easier to handle negative things, stress, bad things that happen to us, which are inevitable, that we cannot just live in a bubble and not expect for us to go through stressful situations. But when you meditate, it's easier for you to handle these difficult situations. So again, these are some things that I think are very, very important. Again, everyone is different. Find what works for you, even when it's exercise. Everyone is different. You might like boxing or walking or running or swimming. So many different things that you can learn. Find what works for you. For everything that we talk about here in this podcast, I always say, find what works for you, because everyone is different. That is all for now. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I love each and every one of you all. Join me next week for another episode. Always remember to be good to yourself and others, and I will see you soon.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at The Anxiety Doctor and online at www.drlisacortez.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time.